The number one sports digital radio station in Africa is bringing back the vision to radio. Vision View Sports Radio.
Nat Wilson on the phone to chat a little bit about the ABC Motsepe League playoffs and how that all panned out, and the teams that qualified and those that maybe didn't qualify, because there was a lot of controversy about the season. Nat, good morning to you. Nice to chat to you again.
Yeah, morning, Kevin. Nice to chat to you too.
The ABC Motsepe League it's always been a situation where there's a lot of pressure on the teams coming through because of the size of the league, and we've spoken about that many times between you and I. But just for our listeners, once again, I mean, you've got nine provinces and a whole league played in all nine provinces, and then qualification from those nine provinces. One single team goes into a playoff system, and from that playoff system, two teams out of how many is it? 180 teams or whatever qualify for the professional ranks. It's a hell of a system.
Yeah, it's a hell of a system, and a one that's really difficult to get out of. Like I say, the stakes are high. It's a really tough league in every single province. So, you know, to finish top is one thing. That's really great, win your stream. But then to go to the playoffs and have to compete against the nine other stream winners, whole different story. And all of this just for two places in the GLAAD Africa Championship. It's very difficult.
Now, as far as the system was concerned, yes, and the whole world has been affected by the COVID pandemic, and we all try our best to, you know, apply all the protocols that are necessary. But it is a situation that led to the ABC Motsepe League being reduced to a situation where SAFA had to make a tough call, one way or the other. They either had to continue playing the leagues, and we started the GLAAD Africa Championship maybe in 2021. Or as late as December, or they had to call it quits, or they had to declare the leagues as they were at the time, as the standings were at a particular time, and that's exactly what they did, and it was massively controversial.
Yeah, it really was, and I think they're kind of between a rock and a hard place, really. You know, you're never going to please everybody, so the decision to abandon, I think, you know, given the time frames, is probably the right at the time. You know, the fact that the PSL resumed in the beginning of August, you know, if we'd have done the same with the amateur ranks, we probably could have fit the rest of the games in. You know, if you have a look at some of the streams, like in Gauteng, there was only 7 games left. And I think the Western Cape was the furthest behind with about 12 games to go. So if we'd have given ourselves a couple of months, we probably could have fit it all in. But, you know, due to the fact it was only abandoned at the beginning of October, we really left ourselves with no option there.
Now, as far as the teams are concerned, and one can understand there were some legitimate claims of maybe unfair play as far as the decision was taken. I mean, you followed the ABC Motsepe League structures a lot more. Was it that close? Was there situations as far as the ABC Motsepe League goes that teams maybe in second and third position had a genuine case to feel hard done by?
Yeah, I do think so. And a couple of the streams, there were some runaway leaders. Funny enough, one of the winners of the overall competition, Bizano Pondo Chiefs, were probably in the most precarious of the positions. Oh. They were only a single point clear at the top. And Spear of the Nation, had a game in hand and only 1 point behind. So out of all the leagues, that was probably the tightest one. In the Joburg stream, Kallies, they were about 5 points clear, so that's quite all right. But, yeah, I think some of the teams in second and third place will definitely feel hard done by. You know, they were never really given the opportunity to kind of, you know, maybe pull a bit of form up and, you know, get some points on the board just before the end of the season. So, controversial, but like you said, can't please everybody.
No, you certainly can't. And I know there were some comments coming through from Tata sides. You know, when you were starting fourth place on a log table, and 7 points behind the leaders, maybe with a game in hand, but it's still, you know, even if you won that match, you'd still be 4 points behind. You know, were some other teams that didn't stand a likely chance of winning a league batting on behalf of other teams that maybe did, as you say, in the case of the Eastern Cape?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's a funny situation. You know, like I said, Rosano, they were only 1 point ahead at the time with a game in hand, but even the team in third place, you know, they were only 2 points. So that was probably the closest out of all of the leagues. So, yeah, you know, the guys even down into fourth place, I think they're a little bit hard done by. So.
At the end of the day, though, there were teams that were regulars. I mean, if you look back over the last couple of seasons in the national playoffs, you get some familiar faces like Umvoti from KZN, like Hungry Lions from the Northern Cape, like Mangaung Unite or United. I thought it was Unite now on the playoffs this season. I'm not sure what that was all about. And then the Zizwes and stuff like that. So there were some familiar names and maybe some unfamiliar names like Mikado's. And, you know, Pretoria Kellys hadn't been there for a while, and FC Mpumalanga either. But yeah, so there was a bit of a mix about, you know, the familiar and the unfamiliar.
Yeah, there definitely was. Like you say, there's some, you know, there's some pretty familiar names. Mangaung actually is Unite, just Unite.
Okay. Okay, good.
So, yeah, you know, they were up and they were right there, and they were only a point clear at the time of Super Eagles, formerly of the NFD as right. well, funny enough, at the end of the season. So, yeah, familiar names there, familiar names in the Western Cape. Obviously, Steenberg promoted last season, but Zizwe, they're always there and thereabouts. In Mpumalanga United are actually Acorn Bush. They were rebranded.
Oh.
Yeah, another team that we're quite familiar with. So, Mikado, they were a little bit lucky. Remember last season? So they qualified for the playoffs last season via Madridtis, who were deducted something ridiculous, like 60
It was massive, yeah.
Yeah, it was something absolutely crazy. So, I mean, Mikado, they only qualified for the playoffs because of that. So, technically speaking, we didn't really have the best from Limpopo there. And, you know, it kind of showed through again this season. You know, they qualified, you know, rightfully so this season. But the first game, they didn't have cards and things like that. So, yeah, I think from Limpopo's side, they need to pull up their socks a little bit there.
Well, it's interesting as well. I mean, you hear about Chakuma now, who bought the status of Bidvest Wits, that sold their status to Sekakuni, who now are playing in the Glad Africa Championship. I know it's very confusing for some people, but that's a reality. And talks about them potentially playing their football in Rustenburg at the Sports Palace there. The Royal Bafokeng Sports Palace. And the reason why I'm mentioning that is because you've got a side called Polokwane City Rovers who represented the Northwest province at the national playoffs.
Yes, that's right. And they're actually quite a decent side as well. They've always played in the Northwest stream.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, are there not enough teams? I was going to say, are there not enough teams in the Northwest that they had to import one from the Limpopo province?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I'm not quite sure of the origins of the name, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's some kind of a takeover at some stage. So, yeah.
Well, at least we didn't have BMW X5s running across the pitch trying to run referees over
and
stuff like that this season.
That was probably one of the highlights of the season. Quite comical.
As far as the playoffs were concerned, did the right teams for you make the semifinals?
Yes, I think so. I definitely would have thought that Kellys would have made the semifinals. Mangaung, I was a little bit disappointed. I mean, again, you know, they always look the part. They do so well in the Free State, and when it comes to the playoff time, they always just seem to fall a little bit short. I was a little bit surprised at Bizana Pondo Chiefs, I must be honest. I thought someone like Mvorti would have managed to get through. So yeah, I think the biggest surprise was probably the winners of the thing. But other than that, yeah, I think the right teams did go through.
You've got a good coach who knows the Glad Africa Championship rather well and has coached at sounds like Free State Stars and Tux and, you know, coaching with Pretoria Kellys. And, you know, he knows the environment, he knows the situation as far as the leagues are concerned. Sammy Troughton, he's been there, done that. He's got plenty of T-shirts. And you know, for him to have taken Kellys there, I mean, I was, you know, looking on Google, and they've got a history going back into the 30s, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I know. They're actually quite a well-established side, if I can put it that way. You know, from back in the day, they probably went missing for a few years in between. But yeah, I mean, a club with rich history, so it's really good to see them back in the professional ranks and kind of not dwelling in, you know, the amateur and Motseka leagues.
We had the fixtures released during the course of the beginning of this week. And it's going to be one hectic situation as far as the clubs are concerned for the start of the campaign. I mean, you've got, you know, the clubs are going to be playing, sure, you know, every third day just about with a bit of travel. So maybe, you know, play on a Sunday, play or a Saturday, play on a Wednesday, and then play on a Friday and play on a Tuesday, you know. So it's going to be quite a brutal season this season because of it only getting underway on the 27th.
Yeah, it definitely is. Obviously, COVID has had a massive impact. You know, it's kind of just compressed everything. So I think the team will just have to ride it out, do their best. I think it's going to put a lot of strain on the new sides. You know, something they're not used to is kind of playing week in and week out, and especially for the newly promoted teams, you know, making trips all over the country. I think it's going to be really difficult for them. Maybe a season not quite like the one we had last season for this particular reason. So it'll be interesting to see how it all pans out.
Yeah, it certainly is going to be. And, you know, we start the season next weekend, the 27th, and it's going to be an interesting one indeed with the clubs that are going to be playing. I mean, if you look at Bazana Pondo Chiefs, they play their first match away against Tux, who finished in mid-table last season, so it's not going to be an easy display. I believe Tux have gotten rid of coach Zibo Dlangalala as well. So, you know, it's going to take us a bit of time to be able to catch up with all these teams and see what's happening with the various sides. But as far as the late start is concerned, they've been given a little bit of a leeway, have the sides promoted from the ABC Motsepe League, Bazana and Pretoria Kellys, because they only start, I think, in week three. So they've been given about a month to get themselves together.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a good call. And again, for the reason, you know, just to kind of acclimatize a little bit, you know, the playoffs, you know, they only finished last week, and here we are starting the GLAAD Africa Championship. They really haven't had any time to bring in new players, new blood, or even just sort themselves out, really. So, I think that's a good call.
Mm. There's a number of new teams now concentrating on the GLAAD Africa Championship. Seven teams in total, and all of a sudden the Cape's got a whole bunch of teams involved in there as well. But, you know, there's travel around. I mean, Polokwane City relegated from the Premier League last season. Their first trip is, boom, straight from Polokwane down to Cape Town. It's the longest trip they'll make in the whole season. It starts like that.
Yeah, I know. I think, like you say, it's all these new teams, it's actually really difficult to keep up, and that's even in the GLAAD Africa Championship, never mind when you get to the Motsepe level. But yeah, I mean, strong Cape representation. Obviously, Polokwane being back in there. We've got, Pretoria Kellys, so we've got some stuff at home here. And Sekhukhune as well. Where are they going to be playing in Limpopo?
Sekhukhune, now they're playing at Makalong.
Oh, okay.
And it's quite interesting to see that because, you know, with Highlands Park selling out to TX Galaxy and TX Galaxy now not using the Makolong Stadium, you know, it's interesting to see that Sekhukhune they had a launch in the launch that they had, which we held on Vision View Sports Radio, was held in the Vaal Triangle.
Oh, wow.
Which is, okay. Yeah, extremely curious. And they're going to be playing their home football at the Makolong Stadium, you know, so that's
the Makolong Stadium, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Difficult to keep up with,
eh? No, totally. And as far as TX Galaxy is concerned, I think they're playing at Mpumpela Stadium. So they've taken themselves out into, you know, the far reaches of the Mpumalanga province instead of playing at Kabakwenya. I don't think Kabakwenya was going to fit the deal, which is very unfortunate because the amount of work that Tim Sukazi did with the community at Kabakwenya, and all of a sudden that whole injection has been pulled, you know, out of there. So when you know, I haven't had a chat with Tim Sukazi, maybe they're leaving some sort of legacy behind that they can still support that community that has been so supportive to them, you know, before buying Highlands Park. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if you have a look, kind of the humble beginnings of TS Galaxy, I mean, I remember following them from almost day one when they entered the Motsepe League, you know, and then the quick rise to fame. I mean, it's been really quick, obviously, the win in the cup as well. So, yeah, it would be good if they did have some kind of legacy left behind for the guys that actually got them to the point where they are. I would really like to see that, and I hope Tim has got something like that in place.
It'll be interesting indeed. As far as the, I know we've only just finished the ABC Motsepe League playoffs, and there'll be a little bit of restructuring, maybe a bit of a gap and that sort of thing. But SAFA can't hang around forever because, you know, we can't have another delay at the end of May next year. Do you know of any thought processes of when they get the ABC Motsepe League back in operating, back operating again?
I don't have any kind of concrete dates yet, but yeah, you're quite right. I mean, here we are already in the middle of November. Obviously, the December break is going to come up.
Yep.
So, you know, if it's really not looking likely that we're going to get anything going really before kind of the start of 2021, and that's going to put a lot of pressure on teams. I don't really know how they're going to put a full season into kind of half a season's worth. Because also, you know, playing midweek games, three or four games a week at this kind of level, you know, I don't really know if that's feasible. So, yeah. It's going to be a curious situation.
Well, Safa and Safa do have the attention distracted a little bit away from maybe those sort of things with international football and South Africa, you know, playing against Sao Tome and Principe and doing rather nicely with those 6 points, and then being done a favour with Sudan beating Ghana, which is rather nice. On the international stage, and also on the international stage, they've been focusing on the CASAFA Cups in its various guises down in Port Elizabeth, because that's a tournament that's going on seemingly to the middle of December. So it's almost like 6 weeks of international competition down there with the women, the under-17s, the under-20s, the women, the men competition is starting there as well. I see the under-23s getting involved in there as well after coming back to South Africa. So there's a lot of international flavor, which is great under these circumstances. Yeah, there aren't any crowds in that, but we've got international football being played and organized. And one has to take a lot of credit and give a lot of credit to the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality for what they've done for football. Yes, they're benefiting from it financially. There's no doubt about that. As far as the hotel accommodation and businesses benefiting from meals and all that sort of thing, which is phenomenal. But for them to have gone out and done what they've done at the Wolfson Stadium at Galvindale and at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium has been absolutely phenomenal.
No, it really has, and like you say, it's good that we got like all the football back, you know, albeit with our crowds. You know, we've got to start somewhere. We've got to get the ball rolling, and like you say, Safa, they've had their hands full on the international side of things. I do still think it's very important that they do put at least some focus on this. You know, at the end of the day, all of these international players, they come from these leagues. They come and they start in the LFAs and the SABs and the Motsepe leagues. So, as great as it is, you know, we've got to keep the got to keep it burning on both ends. So, yeah.
Well, you're right. I mean, the grassroots level does need to take some sort of preference, and that's exactly right. So we hope to have the leagues back underway once again. And, of course, you know, we are in uncertain times, Nat. We don't know. I mean, we're hearing about second waves in Europe, although the leagues are continuing there to a certain degree. When do we have fans back? I know that in Zambia, in the Premier League there, the Minister of Health and the Minister of Sport has allowed fans back into the stadium as far as the Zambian Premier League is concerned, seeing that on social media platforms. How likely that is to happen in South Africa, I'm not sure, because I think South Africa has been very cautious on the COVID front, and I think rightly so. I think we're benefiting largely from, you know, the way that the government's played their cards. You know, some people in, you know, commercial business might not agree to every single decision that's been made, and you're not going to please everybody all the time. But as far as the thoughts going into a second wave, because our winter is only going to be like towards the tail end of our season, and then, you know, this particular COVID started in the middle of March. So do we have another situation where we're start having flare-ups at that situation and the whole thing falls to pieces again?
Yeah,
we don't know.
Like you say, it's quite a volatile situation. And, you know, I've been speaking to friends and family overseas, and a lot of people seem to think we've handled it very well, like you say. You know, the kind of erring on the side of caution definitely seems to have really helped us. You know, the numbers are still very low, even though we've kind of come out of the hard lockdown. So, yeah, you know, I think the attendances at the South African games, you know, particularly at like the NFB level, you know, yeah, and I suppose even to an extent the Premier League as well, you know, the attendances are not huge, obviously, other, you know, barring some of the bigger games. So, yeah, I would like to see some fans back, you know, just get a little bit of interest going. Yeah, and I don't think that would cause a second wave. I don't think it would have too much of an impact as long as everybody's responsible. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see what Uncle Cyril says.
Absolutely, but the influence from your point of view, you run a website, and you know, you're involved in the digital world as far as you know, the following of football is concerned, particularly in the ABC Motsepe League. How much more important is it then for your involvement, taking the game to the people? I mean, your research, your involvement, your connectivity with that you've, you know, made all these years. How much more important is that for you and for the soccer community to have that link between football that's being played with no fans and fans that aren't able to go there?
Yeah, I definitely think it is important. You know, it's the resources have kind of always been there, but a lot of it's, you know, it's on paper, it's on WhatsApp. So, you know, putting it into a digital form has been great. We've never been particularly forced to use it, though. This now kind of does force you to use it. So yeah, I think it's vital, really, you know, at all levels of the game to have everything digital. So yeah, we just got to keep on going with that and, you know, provide the resources that the, you know, the fans want, really. And then when we can get back to the games, hopefully that'll stick around and they'll attend the games and then have a look online as well. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, hopefully that develops an opportunity for the continuity after fans are allowed back in the stadiums and that sort of thing. I think it's phenomenal. But, you know, throughout the COVID thing, yes, there have been many stories about businesses that have gone under, but the creativity in the minds of people around the world and, you know, the reinvention of different businesses and the opportunities that have come up through the COVID have been phenomenal for people that are forward-thinking. And this is no exception.
No, it really isn't. And I mean, if you have a look at, you know, just on the football side of things, you know, like technology, all of a sudden, you know, in empty stadiums, you've got fan noise, you've got kind of virtual advertising on the, you know, all over the seats and things like that. Mm. There's a lot of extra opportunities. And like I say, anyone who's a little bit forward-thinking, I think that's really great. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's phenomenal. For you, I suppose you've got to wait for decisions to be made by SAFA before you can really make any moves to see what's happening as far as the ABC Motsepe League is concerned.
Yes. Obviously, a lot of prep work that goes in on my side, you know, just getting everything ready for the 2021 season. So a lot of stuff is kind of going on in the background already. Always working on my app. Always working on the website. You know, never a dull moment.
No, so, no. How's your bot? Is it operating?
My bot's actually doing really well.
Yeah. Nice.
It's really good. So yeah, that'll have to be updated.
I know what it's like because I'm doing the same with the Gladifica Championship as far as databases are concerned. And, you know, I spoke to my web developer the other day and getting the new team sorted out and in the correct orders for head-to-heads and that sort of jazz. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, that's always the challenge, you know, the 20 new teams that come in and there's five new ones here and this one's here and this one. So that's always difficult, you know, just I take a lot of time and effort to make sure things are accurate. So, yeah, you know, that's quality, really. Aim for quality.
Do you have as many name changes? I mean, this season, I mean, it's been crazy. I mean, you know, you've got all the name changes, different clubs, and seven new clubs in the Gladifica. Is it that prolific? Probably even more in the ABC and Motsepe League.
Yeah, definitely. Probably more so. I would say probably each season, each stream will see at least, you know, three or four new teams.
Wow.
Obviously, some more, some a little bit less. But, you know, I think a lot of teams will struggle this season now. There'll probably be a lot of teams looking to sell, obviously, yes, without getting any kind of money through. You know, it's difficult to run a team that's going all over the province, really. So, yeah, lots of name changes, and it's difficult to keep up with. And I actually keep a little Excel spreadsheet. I'm going to share it with you sometime. It's quite good. It's quite good.
Well, it's been a pleasure chatting to you, Nat. Thanks very much for joining us on Vision View Sports Radio this morning. All the best with your background work before the ABC Motsepe League.
Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.